You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM WMIE.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, the senior pastor here of Island Community Church, along with my associate pastor, Darren Solana. We greet you here today on this Monday. God bless you guys and gals. Happy Monday to you. Thank God it's Monday. We're tuning in here today to God's frequency, and we're going to hear some words from him, and it's going to come from my associate pastor today, Pastor Darren Solana. This sermon is entitled Be Renewed by the Spirit of Your Mind. And he's coming out of Ephesians here today, where it says, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart." And then it says in verse 20, actually verse 23, it says, as opposed to what we just read, to have in your mind darkened, he says, and be renewed by the Spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. So that's where he's coming out of here today. This will play here today, Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll be back with the book of Revelation on Thursday and Friday. I invite you guys to service this Wednesday night. Love to see you. We just started a brand new book. We're in the book of Galatians. We just started last Wednesday, 6 to 7, Wednesday night. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. You're invited to attend one of our services. This coming Sunday, I'm starting the book of Romans. So that's where we're at. Those are some of the things coming on here at the church. We would love to see you for one of our services. If you love the Word of God, if you're new to the area, if you're never challenged to even open up your Bible, or you're not hearing the Word of God on Sunday, if the Word of God is not the focal point of what you're doing on Sunday, then I encourage you to search and find a place. It doesn't have to be Island, but wherever the Word of God is the focal point, worshiping God and sitting under His Word. And there's a famine out here for the Word of God today. I encourage you, get back to one of these places here where the Word of God is being preached. And we invite you to attend one of our services here. You're going to hear that now. We're in the book of Ephesians. IslandCommunityChurch.net is our website. This, the video from Sunday's sermon, as well as many other videos, are uploaded on the Island Community Church YouTube page. I invite you to like and subscribe to that page. These sermons will be there in your feed by Sunday afternoon. Okay, here we go. This is Pastor Darren preaching here today. Be renewed by the Spirit of your mind.
Ephesians chapter 4. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for all your goodness. Father God, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, Lord. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for your favor, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Father, pray that you would use me today for your glory. Father, that you would help me in all that I do, Lord. Preach and teach your word. Father, that you would open up ears to hear your word and minds to receive your word, Father. And Father, that you would give us determination to be doers of your word and not just hearers of it. Use us all, Lord, for your glory, and help us in all that we do. Father, lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit, and just fill us up to overflowing, Father. Father, we love you and we praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, it didn't even dawn on me. I titled this sermon today, "And Be Renewed in the Spirit of Your Mind." And I thought about 20 minutes ago, man, I should have titled that, "What's on Your Mind?" And the reason I say that and the reason I'm preaching this is everybody seems to have a lot on their mind these days. I'm a pastor. I hear it all the time. People confide in me. People want to unload what's on their mind to me, and I got stuff on my mind too. But everybody's got something on their mind. So I'll stick with that title, "And Be Renewed in the Spirit of Your Mind." It's highly appropriate. I'll be Ephesians chapter 4. I'll be starting at verse 17. Heading in the New King James is "The New Man." Now, as we start off, Paul is going to start off by doing what he always does, and that it's making comparisons. And in this case, it's the old man and the new man. I'd like to spend more time on the new man, but there are a couple of things about the old man I'd like to address along the way. So we get started. Ephesians 4, 17. Like I said, the heading in the New King James reads, "The New Man." Verse 17. "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their minds." Pay close attention. King James says, "in the vanity of their minds." Vanity is the Greek word mataios, meaning empty or empty-headed, profitless. Now pay close attention to verses 17, 18, and 19, because I'm going to make a direct connection to Romans chapter 1 afterwards. So we continue Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18. He says, "Having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of their ignorance that is in them." Ignorance is the Greek word agnoia, and it's from its root agnoeo, meaning to not know, but by implication to ignore through disclination. And the second part of the verse explains their ignorance. It says, "because of the blindness of their heart." And that changes everything. You see, they don't know because they don't want to know. It would be like me saying, me going to someone and I say, "let me tell you about Jesus." And that someone puts their fingers in their ears and goes, "la, la, 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 la." I don't want to hear it. This is the implication. They don't know because they don't want to know. Romans will explain it better. I'll finish 19 and then we'll go to the book of Romans. 19, Ephesians 4, 19. "Who past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness to work all uncleanness and greediness." Now hold your place in Ephesians. And turn to Romans chapter 1. Pastor, you knew I was going there, didn't you? I'm going to read Ephesians to you again while you're turning to Romans chapter 1. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness and greediness. Romans chapter 1, verse 18. Look for the familiarity. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Sounds just like Ephesians, doesn't it? Let me continue. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creepy things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness. Sounds just like Ephesians, right? In the lust of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Amen. Verse 26, for this reason God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving their natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. Verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind, to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-minded. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. They don't know because they don't want to know. They don't know because they don't want to know. Therefore, he gave them over to a debased mind. Now, and it explains that their condition in more detail. They did know, yet flatly refused him. I say today, if you hear his voice today, don't harden your heart. Receiving. Okay, let's get on to the new man. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20. He's talking to you. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your what?
Mind.
And that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. So I was noticing in verse 24, when it speaks of the new, you know, when I study, I look for words and the repetitiveness of words. If I see a word that shows up often, 9 times out of 10, pay attention in study. It's trying to tell you something when a word is used over and over and over again. So I've learned to look for certain words, and I've learned to look for the over and over again use of them. So when I see this word new, okay, new has got my attention. Okay, so that's where we're going. So I'm seeing new. And then so I really notice when we come down to the other verse, I really notice when it says be renewed. So you got new. And then you've got renewed. So renewed just jumps off the page at me. It says, and be renewed at verse 23 in the spirit of your mind. And the text is concerning the old man and the new man. Now 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. New man, new mind, right? Right. 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, but we have the mind of Christ. Let me say it again. 1 Corinthians 2:16, but we have the mind of Christ. Now these are the concerning, this is concerning the renewed. I've already spoke about the similarities of stuff. Now he's speaking of renewing, and he's telling us a specific thing that needs to be renewed, and that is our mind. Renewed is the Greek word. Man, I tell you, I wish I could speak Greek better. I sound like Choctaw Indian up here when I try to speak this stuff. Renew is the Greek word ananeo. It's Strong's number 365. And it means what it says, to renovate, to reform, to renew. When you add the prefix, R-E to something, it's used with the meaning again or again and again. It's to indicate repetition. And Paul does that in Romans 12, 2, when he says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Oftentimes, when we see the word renew, we think of like a driver's license, right? Or prescription, right? That it expires on, you know, it expires in October. I got to read, as if the mind of Christ would expire. It's not the case here. I'll try to explain it the best that I can. This word renew in this line of teaching is more in line with the teachings like working out your salvation. Now, concerning the transforming by the renewing of our mind, John MacArthur writes, the Greek word from which the English word metamorphosis comes from. It connotes a change in outward appearance. Matthew uses the same word to describe the transfiguration, just as Christ briefly and in a limited way displayed outwardly his inward divine nature and the glory at the transfiguration. Christians should outwardly manifest their inner redeemed natures not once, but daily. And that kind of transformation can only occur as the Holy Spirit changes our thinking through consistent study and meditation of Scripture. The renewed mind is one that is saturated and controlled with the Word of God. He also writes, salvation involves the mind, which is the center of thought, understanding, and belief, as well as the motive and action. When a person becomes a Christian, God gives him a completely new spiritual and moral capability that a mind apart from Christ could never achieve. This is what I like to refer to as working out your salvation. This is something that you got to do, and then do it again, and then do it again, and then do it again, and do it again, and do it again. And when do you stop doing it? You never stop doing it. You do it again and again and again and again. This is renewing your mind. It's again and again and again. I'll explain better. This is like reminding. This is what a point of this teaching is. We've all got something on our mind, right? I hope you do. We've all got something on our mind, right? And a lot of times there's something on our mind that we don't want on our mind, right? Well, you combat that. You combat that with Scripture, with the Word of God. You're reminding. So this renewing is also a reminding. Reminding. Listen to this. This was my devotional the other day. It's from John Piper. He says, one of the great enemies of hope is forgetting God's promises. Reminding is a great ministry. He quotes 2 Peter 1:13. He says, I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as I live in this tent of this body. In Romans 15:15, yet I have written to you boldly on some points to remind you of them again. The main reminder is the Holy Spirit, but don't be passive. You're responsible only for your own ministry of reminding. And the first one in need of reminding by you is you. Right? I mean, how many times, for those of you that have come into my office, you come into my office and you got to, here you come with this stuff, and you sit down in my office or you sit down in pastor's office and whew, you let it all out. And what do? We say, I understand. But let me tell you what God says. Let me tell you what God says. Not what I say, not what he says. But let me tell you what God says. It's a reminding. I'm reminding you. Not only you, I'm reminding myself constantly, folks. Don't think I don't deal with this. The mind has great power. It can talk to itself by way of reminder. The mind can call to mind. For example, Lamentations 3:21. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. If we don't call to mind what God has said about himself and about us, we languish. Oh, how I know this from painful experience. Don't wallow in the mire of godless messages. And the messages that are in your head that are saying, I can't, she won't, they never, it has never worked, ... The point is not that these are true or false. Your mind will always find a way to make them true unless you call to mind something greater. God is the God of the impossible. Reasoning your way out of an impossible situation is not as effective as reminding your way out of it. Without reminding ourselves of the greatness and the grace and the power and the wisdom of God, we sink into brutish pessimism. I was brutish and ignorant. I was like a beast towards you. The great turn from despair to hope in Psalm 77 comes with these words: I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old. I will ponder all your work and meditate on your mighty deeds. This is the great battle of my life. I assume that it's the great battle of yours too. The battle is to remind myself and then others. Make sense? Y'all still with me? Yes, it makes sense. You're darn right it makes sense. Where was I? I lost my place. 2 Peter 1:13. I think it is right as long as I am in this body to refresh your memory. Romans 15:15. Nevertheless, brethren, I have written to you more boldly on some points as reminding you because of the grace given to me by God. Jesus said in John 14:26, but the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything that I have said to you. Paul says to do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Listen, this world is trying to corrupt your new mind the same way it corrupted your old mind. The battle is between your ears. And some little fluffy quote from Mark Twain is not going to give you the victory. Only the Word of God will give you the victory. There's power in the Word. I picture it like the old bad old wolf, you know, with the three little pigs. He stands out the door of my mind, pecking on it, you know. Let me in, let me in, let me in. No. You can stand out there and huff and puff all you want. But you ain't coming in here.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.